Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Good afternoon, I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People on Medicare say they're being billed for COVID-19 tests that they didn't order or didn't get. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she wants the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to get to the bottom of it. She also wants assurance that people's benefits are safe. 2 years ago, the government launched a program that paid for as many as 8 COVID-19 tests for people with Medicare Part B. The program ended in May, but many people are complaining that they're getting charged for test kits that they didn't ask for. Quick Trip now confirms its system outage was caused by a cyber attack. Brittany Merlot reports.
The outage that started a week ago Monday affected everything from the convenience store's app to its website, payroll systems, and its customer rewards program. A company spokesman says that there's no indication the hackers got a hold of customers' credit card information. The customer rewards system is back online, but as of this morning, the Quick Trip app and website were still down. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
School officials are pulling 33 books off the shelves at Menominee Falls High School this week. The school district says the books violate the district's policy against materials with sexually explicit content and profanity. The banned books include classics like Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eyes, Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, and Khaled Hosseini's The Kite Runner. The Journal Sentinel reports it's one of the most sweeping book bans in Wisconsin in recent years. Drunk drivers in Wisconsin may someday have to pay child support if they kill a parent or guardian in a crash, Terry Bell reports.
State lawmakers heard testimony on a pair of bills yesterday. Cecilia Williams came to Madison from Missouri to testify. A tragedy in her family was the impetus for a new law in her state 2 years ago.
It is not going to make anybody rich. And we all know this. But what it's going to do is it's going to show that there are consequences to one's actions.
Under the bills, victims could still sue a driver for financial damages, but any money awarded would offset the amount of restitution. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin soldier who entered North Korea this summer is charged with desertion. Travis King is from Racine. He spent about 2 months in North Korea after he fled across the border from South Korea in July. He'd just been released from a South Korean jail and was facing more punishment in the Army and the U.S. Charging documents also accuse King of insubordination and of kicking or punching superior officers. King could be sentenced to 5 years in prison. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and this is Civic Media News.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Help wanted ads are everywhere. One job market shortfall that's been underreported are our jails. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Corrections is confining prisoners to their cells due to a lack of staff to operate the facilities at full capacity. This is a practice unfolding at more prisons than officials previously acknowledged. Initially, prison officials denied any link between lockdowns and staff vacancies, telling Wisconsin Watch that threats and assaultive behavior prompted the restrictions. At Waupun, more than 53% of sergeant and correctional officer positions remain vacant, making it the shortest staff prison in a system.
At the legislative breakfast in Wood County today, Chairman Lance Plimmel said the last thing they wanted to do is build a jail, but it's necessary.
We had a situation where we're spending a couple of million dollars a year every year shipping prisoners out of the county.
He said long-term costs over 30 years is about a $30 million savings. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Bucks wrap up the preseason tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Chris Middleton coming off that knee surgery in May, expected to see his first action tonight. The Bucks making roster moves, releasing Drew Timmy and signing Glenn Robinson III, the son of the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the number one overall pick from Milwaukee back in 1994. And then there's the Terry Stotts story, a former Milwaukee Bucks head coach who rejoined the team this spring as an assistant resigning yesterday. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, it was Terry's decision, and I respected that. We did have a great conversation. I can't disclose, you know, what we spoke about out of respect for him, but we're still excited about the season.
Stotts was the Trailblazers head coach while Damian Lillard was there.
Everybody was kind of surprised by it. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. But for me, knowing Terry as long as I've known him, you know, playing for him for 9 years, and to see him go is unfortunate. You know, it's sad to see him go, but everything is still moving forward.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 2-1 in Arizona. Philly leads the series 2-1. The Astros over the Rangers 10-3 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. In college women's volleyball, Wisconsin ranked number 1 with an important match in Nebraska tomorrow night against the number 2 ranked Cornhuskers. Both teams undefeated, 18-0. The match begins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and good seats in Lincoln going as high as $400 a ticket. College football, the Badgers at Illinois tomorrow afternoon. They kickoff in Champaign at 2:30. Wisconsin with a new quarterback, Braden Locke, in his first start. Head coach Luke Fickell says he seems to have the support of his teammates.
Guys rallying around him, guys understanding who he is, guys having confidence and belief in him. We got a small glimpse of what he has been able to do just this past week in a very tough situation. But I think this will be a different thing for him walking the door knowing what he's got to be able to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, Dom's favorite day of the week, Friday.
Friday.
Woo, woo. The happier happy hour. That's our happiest hour of the week. So welcome to it. Have a little fun with us. Join us. We air the grievances on Friday. Yours could be next. I've got a few, Dom. Cheese Bros, guilty. But only a $5,000 fine, a slap on the wrist. And I know we are protecting the evidentiary stuff for the DA in Fulton County, Funny Willis. I know why, but I want it now, Danny. I want the trial. I want the evidence laid out for the public. Me and Andrew from Verona, we're adamant about this. Also, Dominic, Trump was gagged today. But what's that mean? A $5,000 fine? That's like a Cheese Bro size fine, man. That is insignificance. This guy is supposed to be a multi-billionaire or whatever. What's a $5,000 fine supposed to do?
It's a $5,000 fine, man. It's still a lot of money for most people.
Judicially symbolic, Dom.
It is absolutely symbolic because he shouldn't be doing the things that he's doing. And my understanding, the judge told Trump and his attorneys that it could get worse if he continues to do things like this. I think, what's he supposed to do? Bring a $50,000 fine or a $500,000 fine? I mean, that's no one ever does anything like that. No one's getting a $500,000 fine for, violating a gag order from a judge. So
how about you threaten to throw his ass in jail?
I think as if it continues, that was, I believe that was expressed by the judge. But for, Trump not taking down one of the, post somewhere was missed or purposefully let up, doesn't really matter. They found it. It was reported to the judge. The judge fined him. Trump and his team took it down. End of that particular story. Is it gonna make him worry about paying the cable bill? No, probably not. But it's also, it has to be reasonable and customary, and a $50 or $500,000 fine is not going to be reasonable or customary.
Well, and here's the other big story of the 2 weeks now. Once, twice, three times, a loser. Jim Jordan has now withdrawn his candidacy. Nobody was really taking him up on his offer anyways, Don. Right. But after 3 votes, each time losing more of his caucus, first it was 20. Then it was 21 today. Third time, the charm. He lost 25 of his own caucus. They went behind closed doors, and he does not have the faith or confidence.
Behind closed doors,
of the Republicans
voted 112-86 to make him remove his name for consideration for Speaker of the House.
Don't they call that 86 in a guy?
His candidacy has been 86, Gertie.
So who's next? Who's because it's just
this
more
guy
the
from
same.
Michigan, or I mean, who is next? Who's gonna get the votes if these guys didn't?
How about
it,
Pete Sessions from Texas? He's announced his speakership candidacy, Dom. He's in it to win it as well. At least I've heard of him. Looks a lot like Jeff Sessions.
I think if the Republicans are serious, they need to engage the Democrats. You know, there's a Speaker Pro Tem in there right now. We heard former Speaker McCarthy talk about when he put the current Speaker McHenry, I believe his name, on the list to take over if something were to happen to McCarthy. He expected that he would be able to run the floor, that he wouldn't be limited in his duties. I think my impression from Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats is, you know, he'd be fine in that position as it stands. Now, my understanding, you know, the hardcore Republicans, they don't want McHenry there. They want something different. So, I mean, McHenry could be the guy if they can cut a deal, but then you got to talk to and work with and govern with the Democrats and, you know, the blow it up caucus, the Hateful Eight. They want no part of that. But perhaps if they can't, you know, if they go through another round of this, first it was, you know, McCarthy, he got axed by what, Gates and the other seven. Then it was Scalise, a couple of days, he's out. Jordan made a run at it three times, he's out. You know, sooner or later, you're going to run out of people to step up to that position, especially if they continue to get less and less votes from the caucus. You know, there's a bunch of Democrats sitting over there. All you need are five to vote for Hakeem. I'm just saying, man. But even if that's not the case, and I understand practically it's probably not going to happen, there's still something that could be done to empower the pro tem speaker to at least get the government running just in time to shut it all down, question mark?
Dominic, if the Republicans aren't going to move on, I don't want to either. Let's enjoy this. Let's relish the three-time loser. That is Jim Jordan. I got a little piece over at the Post. The simple reason that Jim Jordan's speaker bid was in deep trouble. Philip Pump, here's a little of this piece. There are two categories of Americans who do not understand that Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, bid to be Speaker of the House is doomed. One category is people who are not paying any attention to the dysfunction in Congress, group to whom we must all grant some grudging admiration. The other category is Rep. Jim Jordan of Ohio. Jim Jordan was rejected in his bid for the speakership Tuesday. He was rejected by a wider margin Wednesday. He was rejected by a wider margin still Friday. And the response from his team in the immediate aftermath of that third failure, onward to the fourth. Dom,
damn
this
the
is,
torpedoes.
This is not simply willful blindness. Though it does seem as though Jordan's plan at the moment is simply to keep holding votes for himself until his caucus just gets tired of it and says, fine, but if that's the plan, and who really knows, the decline in support that Jordan has suffered over the course of the week has a very specific trend that should make it obvious that it won't work. And since Jordan started pushing for the position, we've presented the votes in the context of House Republican caucus ideology from least to most conservative, according to vote view analysis and how each member's district voted in 2020, blah, 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 blah. And from that, we can depict the 25 votes in opposition to Jordan in the third vote. They're shown in purple. Well, there's a lot of people out there, Republicans, who oppose Jordan. And what do you know, Dom? Many of them are from districts that Joe Biden won by sometimes over 20 points.
Wow.
It's like they don't want to get on the MAGA bandwagon, Dom. Right. Dom, here's, again, I'm using a visual on the radio that always works so well. You can see the obvious pattern, writes Bump. The anti-Jordan dots sit closer to the less extreme, less pro-Trump end of the spectrum. The opposite end of the spectrum from Jordan himself, in fact. So it's the moderates that are holding out on Jim Jordan, just so we're clear. Blah, 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 blah. I just like to rub it in. You're Three times a loser, Jim Jordan. Three times a loser. I mean,
we do it.
Enough said, as far as I'm concerned.
We do have some sound. Let's get to it. We have some sound pre-vote, and then we have some sound post-vote. Nate, we're going to need your help on this. Thank you for doing all the hard work today, my friend. Let's hear. Here is Jim Jordan before the third lost vote. The fastest way to get the house open. Here's Jim. Cut one.
The fastest way to get to work for the American people is to elect a speaker so the house can be open and we can get things done.
Yeah, it's also the best thing, too. Didn't we hear a Republican say that yesterday? Listen, you know, words of wisdom just oozing out of this Republican caucus. Let's play cut two. Who's the best candidate?
I got 200 votes, the speaker designee from my colleagues. The sooner we can get this accomplished, the better for the American people who expect us to work for them and for our friends and allies like the great state of Israel.
Yeah, well, you know, here's news.
It's all about the Jews.
You didn't get it. More from Jordan before the vote today. Cut three.
Picked up a few. We lost a few. I think the ones we lost can come back. So, look, there's been multiple rounds of votes for speaker before.
15 for McCarthy, right?
So we got.
I'm not up to 15 yet.
Right. What's the problem? One more from Jordan pre-vote today. Cut four, please, Nate.
We need to do what we said we were going to do. We need to do what we told them we were going to do when they elected us and put us in office. And frankly, we can't do that if the House isn't open. And if we can't open the House until we get a speaker.
You know, and I get your point. You know, your constituents, you know, the 700 some thousand people, whatever the number is that each congressional district holds, they sent you to do a job. Here's the problem. You know, a lot of other people send other people to do a different job. And then you and your job have to work with people to do a different job, right? And those folks, the Democrats, they are united behind Akeem Jeffries. If you guys want to play ball and do some governance, I bet you could probably pull a few off and get them to help you. But you can't do that because your crazy-ass caucus doesn't want anyone working with Democrats. So this is all on you. Also, pre-vote, McCarthy, let's hear what he had to say. Cut number five.
Being speaker is not an easy job, especially in this conference.
Oh, you made it look easy.
But I've seen Jim spend his entire career fighting for freedom.
Freedom!
No matter what, no matter the odds, and I know he is ready for the job.
I disagree.
Apparently, other folks did not agree with former Speaker McCarthy, now endorsing Jordan today. Here, cut number six, please. More McCarthy.
As the leader of the Judiciary Committee, Jim has passed more bills through the House in just 3 years than the entire Democrat leadership team that has their collective 28 years in Congress.
Do you think McCarthy...
That is totally wrong, but go ahead.
Do you think McCarthy slurs judiciary to do it the way Trump said it? And you're right. Kevin McCarthy has actually passed some meaningful legislation as a congressman. So has Steve Scalise. But you know who never has?
Jordan.
Jim Jordan. Zero pieces of legislation signed into law over like a 16-year career, Dom. What would you say you do here?
Well, you throw bombs. You hold press conferences. Right. You pick fights. What you're not doing is governing. What you're not doing is reaching across the aisle. What you're not doing is coalescing support around you. That was the audio. That was the before the vote today. We have more audio after the vote. What did Jim Jordan have to say after he was rejected for a third time? The worst vote. What did McCarthy have to say after he endorsed Jordan? What's he have to say? Well, stick around. I'll come back. We'll hear it. 844.
Three times a loser.
8-9. We're the Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday. Come back with us.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 42. Tonight, under cloudy skies, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the south, around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again. Tomorrow, highs around 53. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 31. Low 50s, Sunday, upper 50s, Monday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
967-2789 crew. Before we went to the break, we're playing some audio of McCarthy and Jim Jordan prior to the vote today. And I think we should put a little bow on it and hear what they had to say after the vote was concluded. Let's start back with Jordan, a little out of order here. Here's what Jordan had to say after losing three times a loser. Cut number 12, please.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be. I'm going to work as hard as I can to help that individual so that we can go help the American people.
Lots of helping going on right now with these Republicans. One more from Jordan, cut 13.
I told the conference it was an honor to be their speaker designee, but I felt it was important that we all know, get an answer to the question if they wanted me to continue in that role. And so we put the question to them. They made a different decision.
Yeah, 112 to 86. They 86'd his candidacy, Crudy. Let's see. McCarthy, former Speaker McCarthy, also after he nominated Jordan for Speaker, so eloquent today, talking about the Democrat. And here's what he had to say after Jordan lost. Let's play cut number 9.
We are in a very bad position as a party, one that has won the majority, one that America has entrusted us with, that a simple 8 people have put us in this place.
And I would also, would those 8 people have had the opportunity to put them in this place had not McCarthy in his quest to become speaker gave all the power away to those 8 people that could call his ass to the floor anytime they wanted to? I mean, you put up the circumstances for this, Mr. McCarthy, not just those 8 folks. You laid it for them. You agreed to the terms of the deal, man. And now it's all on them. Maybe if they didn't agree to it, you wouldn't have been here, but maybe you wouldn't have been speaker either. A little more from McCarthy. Cut number 10.
The crazy 8s led by Gates, the amount of damage they have done to this party and to this country is insurmountable.
The crazy 8s led by Gates going to lead you down to hell's gate. I mean, I think I got like a song or a rap, something coming out of here. But I know McCarthy's working on it. He's probably got a meme out there already. One more from McCarthy. Cut number 11, please.
Unfortunately, Jim is no longer going to be the nominee. We'll have to go back to the drawing board.
And what does that look like? I'm really anxious to know how the Republicans are going to come out of this one. But there is a piece of the hill, Crudy. Folks are lining up, man. Now that this, Scalise is out, McCarthy's obviously out, Jordan's out. Now it's anybody's ballgame, man. Anybody can get in.
Really? Anybody?
Anybody.
Here's one I would suggest, Tom, before you rattle off a bunch of Republicans our audience hasn't heard of, maybe Hakeem Jeffries. And I know that seems like a pipe dream, But do you know a couple of Republican members of Congress have stepped away from D.C., including Derek Van Orden from the 3rd CD? Derek Van Orden apparently took his ass to Israel overnight. And here's what's interesting, Dom. Rep. Jim Jordan is planning to pummel his opponents into submission this weekend by holding multiple votes, right? Well, maybe not. The problem, however, is that many Republicans have said they're not sticking around over the weekend, which means that the GOP has to be very careful about holding speaker votes this weekend because they could up inadvertently electing Rep. Hakeem Jeffries as speakers if they don't have an accurate count of which members are present and which have left. Well, that to me, Dom, says they're not even in a position to take a vote. But a little bit more from this article at the Raw story. In fact, one Jordan ally, Rep. Derek Van Orden, is already in Israel to conduct a fact-finding mission. Which Israeli teens is he going to scream at?
He'll find some. And that's what he does.
He flatly says he sees no path for the Jordan victory. Well, he was prescient in that regard, Dom. The House has now gone more than 2 weeks without a speaker after, you know, Gates pushed McCarthy out. And Dom, I would point out, it has gotten occasionally loud here in Madison. I'm about one block from the Wisconsin State Capitol in the world headquarters of Civic Media. But here's what's going on. There is a pro-Israel concert going on the square right now. And my understanding is there's also a pro-Palestine movement marching and protesting going on the Wisconsin Square right now as well. So what could possibly go wrong?
Express your thoughts peacefully. 844-967-2789. Perhaps Dynamo Dave. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Thank you for taking my call on the greatest radio show ever. Hey, three things. Now, without Speaker of the House, isn't the Speaker of the House supposed to be like the third line if we lose the President and the Vice President?
Yep.
And so aren't we in? What happens now if we have no Speaker of the House? Where does it go after that? And it goes to that guy that was Reagan's dude, remember way back when? There's two other things I want to ask you. There's Representative Tom Emmer, who's in the district of Michelle Bachmann, if you remember that gal.
Oh, yeah.
He's the replacement. He seems a little more reasonable. But back about 3 weeks ago, or whenever McCarthy lost his job, he threw his hat in the race right away. And then, and I don't know, it was Newsweek or somebody reported that they rejected him outright because of the MAGA side saying, hey, you said back in the last congressional election to just drop Trump as far as any sort of thing to run on. And so they kind of blackballed him. And now apparently he's thrown his hat in the ring. And I wanted to say one other thing, but I want you to get your comment on him as Speaker of the House. And then lastly, you get the saying the tail is wagging the dog. Now, the Republican Party, you got Trump wagging the whole Republican caucus, at least the MAGAs. He's like a wood tick that's replaced a tail on a dog, and he's wagging them.
As colorful as that is, and as much as I'd like to get more of that illustration, we got to take a brief break. We've got
Art. Saying, MAGA causes Lyme's disease, I think is what he said to me. Is that what he said? I think that's what he said, Dave. Watch out for those ticks.
We got our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, coming up, previewing a Badger weekend, a Packer weekend, and a Bucks preseason finale tonight on these Civic Media.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep,
Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoots. Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badgers score! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship.
All the legends.
Leaf deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win. He shoots it, scores. Give him the homie now.
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything. Everything.
Keep it going, baby.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans from John McInnes Student Ice Arena in Houghton, Michigan. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers resume an old WCHA rivalry with the Michigan Tech Huskies. Jason Jennings, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, from UW Athletic Grand Communications. Paul Capobianco provides expert analysis tonight. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers come to Houghton with a 3-1 record, having swept Augustana at home to start the season, then a split on the road last weekend in the Icebreaker Invitational, a 4-3 overtime win at Bemidji State, a 2-0 loss at North Dakota. Michigan Tech off to an 0-1-2 start after being ranked 10th in the preseason U.S. College Hockey Online poll, the highest preseason ranking ever for the Huskies. They were 9th last week, now 17th. They started the season with a 2-2 tie against Minnesota Duluth in the Hall of Fame game. And then last weekend in their home opening series, the Huskies lost to Alaska 4-1, then won in a shootout, but it goes down officially as a 2-2 tie. But first off, Paul, it's... Well, it's kind of fun. We were on the road last weekend to a couple of familiar places, and we're at it again here this weekend in Houghton. And it's beautiful up here this time of the year. The colors are out. We're right on the canal that splits the Lake Superior, and just a beautiful place to be, and it's always fun to come back to the mat.
It is a blast. It's amazing. It's been 12 years since Wisconsin has played up here at the McInnes Student Ice Arena. Everything looks exactly the same, but not. Like they've done a great job upgrading this building. I think some of this happened right before Wisconsin stopped playing them when the Big Ten formed. But it's fun and it's great energy up here. There's, you know, we're not too far away from Wisconsin, so there'll be some red in the stands for the Badgers. Michigan Tech, ever since that time 12 years ago, they've had a heck of a run with NCAA tournaments, winning seasons, and they kind of came back to the old ways they used to be in the 60s and 70s when they were winning national titles. So it's really fun to be back here, and just can't wait to get going.
Yeah, Michigan Tech with national championships in 1962 and 1965, 1975, but then hit a lull. Mel Pearson got the program going again, an alum of this university, and led them to a couple of NCAA tournaments before going back to the University of Michigan to replace Fred Berenson. And then Joe Shawn took over with the Huskies, and in 7 years, the years. So now in his seventh season, he's gone to the NCAA tournament three times. They won league championships, league playoff championships, and again, highly thought of as the 10th ranked team in the country, according to the preseason Usjo poll. And for the Badgers, though, you know, 3-1, but really, the way Wisconsin played in Grand Forks last Saturday, could be 4-0, just hit the pipe five times and the goalie in the head five times. Otherwise, it wasn't a bad effort at all.
Yeah, not a bad effort at all, for sure. Wisconsin, I mean, it's just a great start to the season so far. The first weekend against Augustana, first-year program, and you figure, oh, that's just a couple of shutouts against the first-year team, but then they go and win two games last week against Bowling Green. So then you're like, oh, well, maybe that wasn't such a fluke or easy weekend. Maybe there are actually some quality there. And then Bemidji State was a tough game, and we saw the potential Wisconsin has in that one last weekend with 61 shots on goal. That's an unbelievable number. We haven't seen Wisconsin dominate a game like that in, I don't know, it's been a while. So very encouraging for sure. Some of those posts, yes, that was a frustrating time last weekend, but sometimes that happens in a game, and then the next game, all those go in. So, yes, but the Badgers were in the game. You're playing a top now fifth-ranked North Dakota last weekend in their barn, and you're in the game the whole way through, even with a tough start, taking penalty early. And, again, it's just nothing but positivity right now and encouragement, and now you just obviously want to continue results.
Yeah, you mentioned the 61 shots on goal last Friday at Bemidji. First time Wisconsin's had 60 shots or more on goal since putting 63 on Michigan Tech in this building February 26th, 2010. And penalties, you know, not to be negative, but just stating fact, Wisconsin has 25 penalties this season for 50 minutes. That is something that head coach Mike Hastings wants to fix for sure. The Badgers, though, will be shorthanded tonight. Our UW Health injury update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin without two of its top centers. Fifth-year forward Owen Lindmark, injured in the Bemidji State game last Friday, did not make the trip with an upper body injury. And sophomore centerman, Minnesota Wild first-round draft pick Charlie Stramel, injured in the in practice on Monday, a lower body injury. He did not make the trip either. Both are on the mend, and the coaches hope maybe they can get one or both of them back for next weekend's series to start Big Ten play at Minnesota. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings come up here in just a bit. It's Wisconsin and Michigan Tech meeting for the 163rd time, and we're live from Houghton, Michigan. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always. Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
It's Friday night at McGinnis Ice Arena in Houghton, Michigan, where the Badgers open a weekend series against Michigan Tech, joined by head coach Mike Hastings. Back-to-back road trips for the Badgers. Another one next weekend at Minnesota to start Big Ten play. But last weekend, a 4-3 overtime win at Bemidji State. Played well enough to win on Saturday at North Dakota. Fell 2-0. You're off to a 3-1 start. Wondering what your focus was this week as you're preparing for this difficult task taking on Michigan Tech.
Just trying to get better. And I know that doesn't play real well on the radio or in an interview, but we have to. A couple areas. One, I thought we took a step power play-wise on Friday, not so much on Saturday. Our penalty kill's been really good. Now, I can tell you this, after coming up to this area often and playing Tech year in and year out multiple times, their power play will be dialed, so our penalty kill's going to be tested. So we've talked a little bit about the special teams, and then, you know, the fine line between winning and losing. You know, we put 61 or 62 on Bemidji and needed overtime to get it done. So went back and did a little autopsy on the win and saw some good things and some things we can continue to do better. But I liked how we kept the foot on the gas. And then on Saturday, I thought North Dakota did what North Dakota usually does. They start very fast, and we weren't quite ready for that. So that's an experience that hopefully we can utilize for this weekend, because I know Tech will try and start fast.
Yeah. But you came along, and granted, there were a few penalties in the third period. It's hard to climb out of a 2-0 hole anyway when you're in the box for that extended period of time. That made it even more difficult.
It is, and we're a work in progress that way. And so for us, it's now what are we going to control? And that's what our prep's going to be before that puck drops. And the guys have been good this week. I've pushed them a little bit, and I'm hoping we're going to see some results with a good start.
Unfortunately, Owen Lindmark hasn't practiced this week, injured in the Bemidji State game last Friday. He did not make the trip. And Charlie Stramel, another centerman, first-round pick of the Minnesota Wild, injured early in practice this week. He did not make the trip. We had talked when the season started, part of the depth you thought on your team was right down the middle. Well, you've got two centers out this weekend. How are you going to handle that?
Yeah, well, you know, our roster composition, one, you know, I hope those guys are back. You know, and I'll reach out to them here before we get clicking and just make sure they're getting better. I talked to Rhodes this morning, and that was something that's going in a really good direction on both young men. But it's opportunity. I feel we've got guys on our roster right now that historically have played either down the middle before, whether it's junior hockey or somewhere else, and we're going to utilize that. You know, I mean, Scholl and Dick will be in the middle on lines 3 and 4 if you're going down our depth chart, and they're guys that I think they're excited about playing in that position and having that opportunity because they've had a history playing in that position before.
Badgers and Michigan Tech tonight. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at ShopThePig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers! Wiggly, wiggly. Shop the Pig.
Wisconsin and Michigan Tech tonight. Badgers' first trip up here in a dozen years. It's always a fun place to play. The Copper Kettle Anthem and the band and their suspenders, their striped suspenders, they can really make it a raucous atmosphere, as you very well know in your 11 years at Minnesota State. Boy, you and Joe Sean or Mel Pearson prior to that, your teams went toe-to-toe, and they were always tight games, it seemed like.
Yeah, as we talked at Media Day this week, whether we've come limping out of here because we haven't won any games or we've been fortunate to get to, there's such a learning curve that happens when you get up to this building. One, because of the environment you're talking about. Two, the intensity that Tech plays with. They force you into either playing at that level or they'll run you over a little bit. So they're confident. I know that they haven't won a hockey game yet in regulation, and I know Joe has given that to the guys probably in good doses throughout this week. But I always know, it doesn't matter what records were coming into ever playing Joe and his team, and before that, Mel, when you come up here, you need to buckle it up tight because they're going to come at you.
Blake Pietola, one of the best goaltenders in the country. He's got a twin brother who's one of the better forwards in the CCHA. He's got cousins that are also playing. They're Pietolas all over the place, and there have been and probably will be again. But when you're facing a young man like Pietola, he's not the biggest goaltender, but boy, he can stop the puck. How do you beat a kid like that?
Well, if he sees it, he's going to stop it. You know, so second and thirds, you know, changing points from dot to dot, making him move, but really just getting traffic in front of him because, as I said earlier, if he sees it, he's going to stop it. So I've got a tremendous amount of respect for him. He's, you know, his record speaks for itself. I think he's technically sound. He's aggressive. He's just a lot you want in a goaltender. And so if you're going to beat him, you're going to have to do it with a second and third or with traffic because the first one's not going to beat him.
And two things that Tech coach Joe Sean mentioned this week in his press availability. One thing he's disappointed in, turnovers, that his team is committing too many turnovers, need to handle the puck. I'm sure you'd like your team to handle the puck better too. But he also mentioned, when asked about Wisconsin, intimidating. He called your squad intimidating. That's a compliment, isn't it?
I don't know. They see us at the buffet. I don't know about intimidating. You know, we're trying to still continue to round out our identity. And you know what? Joe's a really bright guy. He likes to stoke the fire a little bit. And I will tell you this. I don't think you'll see anybody in their colored jersey intimidated. We're going to have to go out and earn every inch of ice that we're going to get. And it always is that way up here.
That's Mike Hastings, the Badgers head coach, Wisconsin and Michigan Tech. More of our pregame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 42. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 31. Tomorrow night, clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin and Michigan Tech from McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Wisconsin leads the all-time series, 101 wins, 52 losses, 10 times ties. Actually, in October of 2021, the last time these two teams met, Wisconsin lost at home both games, 5-2 and 5-1. The goaltender for Michigan Tech, now a fifth-year senior, Blake Pietola, beat the Badgers both of those games, stopping 59 of 62 shots in that weekend series at the Kohl Center. One more win for Pietola, he'll be the winningest goaltender in this program's history. And there are Pietolas everywhere. Logan Pietola centers the top line for Michigan Tech, playing in his 144th career game, third most among active players in the NCAA. Chase Pietola, a freshman, he's a good defenseman, paired with his cousin Jed Pietola. And Blake and Logan are brothers, twin brothers, in fact. Another young man to keep an eye or ear open for is Kyle Kukanen. He wears number 9, 5'10 sophomore from Maple Grove, Minnesota, played for the Madison Capitals 2 years ago. 18 goals as a freshman last season for Kukanen, the most for a freshman at Michigan Tech since 1988. Again, Paul, this is a team that was picked 10th in the preseason USJO poll. Last year won 24 games, finished second in the CCHA behind Mike Hastings' Minnesota State Mavericks, went on to the NCAA tournament for a second straight year, but lost to Penn State 8-0 and done. They returned 20 players, added 10 players, 7 freshmen, and 3 transfers, and they have a familiar face on their bench, too, in former Badger Jordy Murray, which is kind of cool.
Was at Notre Dame for a year or two as a volunteer coach and came up here to Michigan Tech. It's every week you go through notes and stuff like that and kind of forgot he was here, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and Jordy, we're happy to see him, and we don't wish him well this weekend, but we wish him and the Tech Huskies well following weekends. The Badgers and Michigan Tech will check the Big Ten. In fact, conference play began tonight in Ann Arbor. We'll run down the matchups in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clery has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clery, president of Clery Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clerybuilding.com.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Well, the Big Ten hockey season's underway. Conference play begins in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where 7th-ranked Michigan taking on 13th-ranked Ohio State. Buckeyes 2-0-1 to start the season. The Wolverines 2-2, and they're tied at 1-1. Dylan Duke scored for Michigan. Matt Cassidy for Ohio State. And you look at the Big Ten coaches poll, the preseason coaches poll. Wisconsin was picked to finish 5th. Ohio State was picked to finish last. And when you lose an All-American goaltender in Jakob Dobish, Mason Lorai now playing professionally in the Boston Bruins organization, you can understand that. Michigan picked to finish 2nd behind Minnesota, but the Wolverines had to replace Adam Fantilli and Luke Hughes and Eric Portillo, among others, but they just seem to reload, don't they, Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, they've been recruiting really well lately. They have plenty of talent still remaining. Rutger McGroarty, Dylan Duke, who scored tonight. You go down the line, I'm blanking on his name, but he was injured for a while last year. Frank Mazur.
Oh, Frank Mazur, yeah, for sure.
Highly thought of, but hasn't really had a chance to do much in college yet because of his injury last year. So they are offensively talented again, and it's fun to see 1-1 after 1 in Big Ten hockey here. Started, and next week Badgers get to do the same thing at Minnesota.
Yeah, speaking of fun and Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, the top-ranked team in the country, according to the Us Joe poll this week. Minnesota's at 5th-ranked North Dakota. Both teams 2-0, no longer in the same conference, but that rivalry is still heated to this day, and it'll be interesting to see how that series pans out. Also, 12th-ranked Penn State off to a 3-0 start, home for a non-conference series against American International. Notre Dame 1-2 so far this season, and a couple of tough home games this weekend against 6th-ranked Boston University. And then 8th-ranked Michigan State now 4-1 after beating Canisius last night 6-3. Daniel Russell had a hat trick for the Spartans. Trey Augustine, 42 saves. The Spartans and Canisius play again tonight here in about 10 or 11 minutes or so. Also, the Wisconsin women's hockey team unbeaten, ranked number one in the country, home to play Bemidji State tonight. That game will face off in about an hour at LeBron Arena. Game two tomorrow afternoon is at 2 o'clock. Wisconsin and Michigan Tech here tonight. I gave you the UW Health injury update a moment ago, reminding you that Charlie Stramel and Owen Lindmark are both out of the lineup with injuries. Healthy scratches for Wisconsin freshman forward Owen Mellenbacher, freshman defenseman Zach Schulz, and third-string goalie Ben Garrity. Among the healthy scratches for Michigan Tech, Blaze Richards. Richards, a senior from Menominee, Wisconsin. We take a look at the Quick Trip lineups tonight, and Kyle McClellan in goal for the Wisconsin Badgers. The senior from Manchester, Missouri, is 3-1, having started all four games so far this season. A 124 goals against, a 944 save percentage, back-to-back shutouts in the season-opening series against Augustana. He looks comfortable, and he looks very confident, doesn't he?
He does. And when he looks confident, or when he's playing confident, he's really calm in the nets. We saw that last year when he was on his game, and so far he's been calm all year. Stop. I don't know what his breakaway stop total is, but he's been big on those. He hasn't seen a lot ton of shots, but he's been really, really good when Wisconsin has needed him at key moments.
Yeah, it's getting close to two handfuls, I think, on breakaway stops by Kyle McClellan. The defensive pairs tonight for Wisconsin, junior Daniel Lodge, the Pittsburgh Penguins draft choice, and senior Anthony Kerr playing tonight in game number 98 of his career. Freshman Joe Polatichuk is paired with sophomore Ben Dexheimer. Freshman Brady Cleveland with captain Mike Forlicky and